Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
We got a text to the wrong number. I always like those. Is somebody running late for work, or they got to pick up the kiddo after school or something?
From the 913, FYI, you had the wrong number. Hey, boss, sorry I didn't get the slide presentation there completed. I did stay up late to work on it, though. So
is that the?
I think his boss just responded with, "Hey, what goat man?" Jimmy Clee, how you doing, my guy?
What's up, Dust Man? What's up, Bob? You know what, guys? Those random texts to the wrong text number are hilarious. I remember back in like 13 or 14 or something, I would do these Saturday and Sunday morning Chief shows. And it's amazing the kind of stuff that would come in at 2 or 3 in the morning. Mm. I'd be there first thing in the morning. It's like, "Hey, baby, I'll be right over. Your husband home?" Those kind of things.
Oh, my awesome. Lord.
They were sending them to you, though,
respond
Jay.
To them. I would always respond to them and say, "I'm on my way," you know, just playing around.
Yeah, no. They were
all over the place.
They were meant for you, Jay. You don't know who's texting it to. They knew you were going to be in that morning. They were ready for you, my man.
I think when they say, "Hey, do you mind picking up something at the store," or something like that, they texted the wrong number. It's just hilarious when the last phone number they texted was to 610 at the time, and they just continued. It's fine.
Yeah.
Funny.
Have you ever sent the accidental text on purpose?
No, not on purpose, but I have done it.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, have you ever gone to Tight End University?
No, but I wish I could.
Yeah, right? How cool does look?
It just looks cool. I mean, you see other, like, offensive linemen now do a thing called the offensive line masterminds and stuff where they all get together and have, you know, former Trey Smith's a big part of that, too, that goes down to that. They all do it, but Tight End University is just taking it to another level. Yeah, they do the stuff on the field and the hard workouts, but they party hard, too. You got, like, Ian Rappaport's of the world now. ESPN was live. For ESPN Live at Tight End University. I mean, it's just become a huge thing. It's become the biggest, you know, group in the defensive ends and edge rushers get together too. So they really started something with Travis and Greg.
Is that the premier position now, the next premier position in the NFL that's going to get paid? Because I feel like they are.
I think so, just because of the versatility, because you're talking about a guy that not only can catch the football, but to be able to block too. I mean, just two skill sets like that. It's just such a huge part, and you're going to see more of them. I mean, we've already seen the H-back role, too, where the tight end's kind of the fullback as well, but then slides out there. But you're going to see more and more of that in the NFL. Heck, Gronk is even, you know, a tight end university. But, yeah, it's going to – look at Travis Kelce, all right? For example, he's got 7 years of 90-plus catches in the NFL. Nobody's ever done that except for Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald's done it 8 times, but he didn't do it all in a row. Travis has done 90-plus catches 7 years in a row because he had 97 last year. If he gets to 90 this year, it's only him and Larry Fitzgerald. So it just shows you there's one of the best wide receivers, and there's Travis Kelce is the two best pass catchers in the NFL that have caught 90 passes in 8 years. That's incredible.
Which one of those tight ends would you like to just have a high top tabletop and just go beer for beer with?
Kittle.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many beers?
He's always ready to party, man. He wakes up and he's ready to party. He goes to sleep and he's ready to party. He seems like just a pretty cool dude.
Now, these tight ends we were talking earlier, to me, they're either, you know, Wade Boggs level drunks, or they're like 3, 4, 5 beers and then they got to call it a night because they're athletes and they're not used to drinking. Where do you think they are, the tight ends?
I agree with you. I think, you know, you get these guys always working out and stuff, you know, 5 or 6 might get them, but there's probably a lot of them that can put them down. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if some of these guys could do close to a case, something like that. I mean, these guys are partiers because they do get to hang out with the linemen. We all know the linemen are the guys that do all the drinking, but the tight ends are kind of welcome into that group with them. So they're on just a different level, you know, so I'd put them behind the offensive linemen as far as the biggest drinkers.
Binkley, what do they need to do at Coppin Stadium to get this offense going?
It Dust Man, that's a never-ending question. That was quite the performance last night. I don't know. I don't know why they can hit, but yet when somebody's on base, they can't drive those runners in. It's almost like these pitchers turn into somebody else when they know the Royals have runners in the scoring position, where they're like, all right, we'll just throw them inside and whatever. We'll just, you know, hit it to where they – pitch it to where they can't hit it, because they're not going to drive somebody in. But it's incredibly frustrating. That game last night really pissed me off, to be honest with you. I mean, seeing a pitcher that – basically, the pitcher they faced last night had given up 7 runs one game this month, 6 runs one game this month, and then he shut the Royals down. And that was extremely frustrating, especially a team coming off a rest day yesterday.
So are you saying you're close to your breaking point with this team?
I don't think I'm close to my breaking point. When June 1st hit, I was like, okay, this might be who they are. Usually you are who you are at that point. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say breaking point, just because of so many teams, you know, 9 teams within 2.5-3 games of getting to the wild card. And then you see Minnesota peeing all over themselves, letting the Royals just kind of hang right in there. So technically, you know, they're still in it. But at some point, I'm like, how long am I going to keep waiting for the hitting to come around? Because they're wasting this window. We talk about these windows in football guys all the time. Mm-hmm. You get the strike, like the 49ers missed that opportunity when they're barely paying Brock Purdy. Now they're paying him. We'll see if they can pay everybody else. But you hit the strike for that window. They're not going to have this pitching again. You know, in 10 years, you can look back and say, man, if the Royals only could have put some hitting with that pitching, because this might go down as one of the best staffs they've ever had, but yet they didn't take advantage of it, because this pitching staff can win in the postseason. It's that good. Unfortunately, the hitting can't.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And that's kind of where we are, you know, and that's why it's always good to kind of refresh people and say, you better be enjoying what's going on at Arrowhead, because that thing is not going to last long. But, you know, you got to appreciate these moments. And right now we're seeing the Royals have this moment where the pitching is so good and the defense is so bad. Like, you know, Mahomes style in 2018, where, you know, you go out there and score with the best of them, but you couldn't stop anybody. And so when you have one side of your team that isn't producing, it brings down everybody else. So you had mini camp wrap up last week. Your thoughts on the offensive line and where we are? I know you didn't like the Simmons pick much when it happened, but it looked like he may be ready to go for training camp, Jay.
Hey, if it works out, it's a complete coup. It just is. I hope he's ready for training camp. I mean, they said the right things, but Andy did kind of put a caveat there on when he talked at the last day of minicamp about Simmons. He goes, yeah, he should be ready to go, you know, right at the beginning of St. Joe. And everybody took that and ran with it and made headlines in other places. But then he adds, well, we'll see what happens when you put the pads on, when you go full speed, when you have guys, you know, trying to make the team, going after the quarterback at full speed. Things get different. I mean, it's different when he's, you know, at minicamp wearing the shorts and you're not having to worry about much pressure at all. But you get to St. Joe and all of a sudden you're facing pass rushers that want to get to the quarterback. They want to make this team. They want to be in the National Football League. And then you have all the pads on. So he's not lifting it 100% yet. So we'll see. I mean, it all sounded good at this point, but I still think it's going to be a wait and see. And Jalen Moore's here for a reason. But I do like the shakeup of the offensive line, because that is a good thing. The Kingsley news makes me the happiest of anything, that this guy, you know, stepping in for Joe Tooney at left guard. But if Josh Simmons works out 100% perfect, then if Jalen Moore is a situation where you have that kind of depth and you can put him on the offensive line for injuries or whatever, but he can be a starter too. And keep this in mind too about Jalen Moore, they signed. He can play a lot of different things. I know he's a tackle, and he played tackle at Western Michigan. He could play on the right or the left, but he went to Western Michigan as a tight end. Like, he was recruited as a tight end. He gets to Western Michigan, they put him a defensive end first, then they finally put him on offensive line. So it shows that he can play many different things. So could be a weapon for Andy Reid on that offensive line if Josh Simmons can be the starter, because of how many different things he's able to do.
Pinkley, we asked a question yesterday. Would you be more surprised if Joshua Simmons is the starting left tackle or if Rashee Rice is not suspended?
I would say Josh Simmons being the starting left tackle right away. Now, halfway through the season, wouldn't be surprised at all. But who knows about Rashee Rice? I mean, this thing's dragging on. Who knows if it's even going to be settled this year? That's the thing. It could be the whole year that he ends up playing. I mean, it could happen. I mean, you just don't know. That's the biggest mystery. But I think Simmons being 100% healthy, just because of the way he came back. I mean, this is a guy that was hurt in the Oregon game last year. He hadn't played football since the middle of last fall. and playing in the National Football League, completely different experience. I don't care that he went to Ohio State and they won the national championship. Guess what? He didn't play in the national championship. He didn't play in the playoffs, so he didn't get that experience that the Ohio State Buckeyes got last year through the run. Yeah, he came from there, but he didn't get that experience with them. But he would have been the number one tackle taken had he not got hurt. So we'll see. It's just a wait and see. But the Rashee Rice thing, I don't even know anymore. I thought it was a given that it would be this year with the suspension, but it may not be.
How long can they wait on this? I mean, eventually it's just going to go away. And I mean, eventually they just got to say, you know, time has passed.
Well, I don't know, but they will do something. They'll 100% do something because he admitted fault in it. So the NFL will eventually do it. I just think they're waiting for, and they're doing the right thing. They're waiting for the court case to be settled, waiting to make a decision. So I'm glad they're not jumping the gun like they do a lot of other times, just suspend people because of, you know, hearsay or other things. At least they're letting the whole thing play out.
Bigley, last one. Who do you want to see hit third in this lineup for the Royals?
Nobody. you know, that's a question that I don't think there is a right answer. I guess Mikel. I mean, I'd love to say Kags, but I don't know if Kags would, you know, it'd be the pressure put on him to hit third in this lineup. But I guess just Mikel at this point. Why not? I loved it the other day when they went down to Texas and Bobby Witt Jr., boom, he gets on base and gets a double. Then they knock him in and score. So I think Bobby's fine where he's at. But I guess Mikel, to be honest with you.
Mikel or no one. Bigley, we'll see you in about 30 minutes up in the studio before you get on the show with Alex today.
All right, fellas. See you soon.
Take care. Well, you didn't expect that one, did you? No one.
Who do you want to see in third? Nobody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Buddy.
That's right. We'll get back to our poll question on the Fan 965 on X. Who do you want to see hit third for this Royals lineup? Garcia, Bobby, or Kags? Plus, we'll dive into the biggest luxury that does exist for the Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Nobody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.